I wouldn't do that.
Want your advice, I'll ask for it.
Son of a bitch!
Told you.
Here are your hosts, Jason and Anna.
Hey, everybody. Long time no talkie-talkie. It's Delta Park Gets Lost. It's our extra special super show we do each week, evidently not during the summer, that we do right after we watch ABC's hit show Lost. I'm Jason, and without further ado...
I'm sorry, was it my turn to
talk? Yes, it's your turn to talk. I'm sorry.
And I'm Anna.
I was so excited to be in front of the mic again.
I know, good Lord. So we had intentions of doing occasional shows on Lost, and then the summer was over and the premiere was here, so hi, we're back.
Yeah, for crying out loud. So, let's get right into the thick of the business here.
Yeah, so, season three.
So this was season three, episode one, A Tale of Two Cities, a Jack-centric episode, and guess what? I don't care.
Are you over Jack?
I'm over his backstory a little bit. I don't care. He had a divorce. Until it gets interesting, I really don't give a rat's ass.
The season premiere from last year was a Jack episode, and it was very good because it connected him to...
Desmond. Yes. But it was a Desmond episode, right?
Right.
So this one's cool because it starts out with the plane crash again.
Which looked awesome.
Holy crap, that was cool. And
it starts out with the others on the day that the plane crashed. So we go back to the very beginning of the series momentarily. Anyway.
So that's the third time that we've gone back to the beginning to see what happened. We did that, day one.
Yeah.
And then we did it again with the 48 days later, which was with the Taileys. And now we've done it with the others. And we've burned muffins and we came into the middle of a book club.
Yep. The others have a book club.
I was really confused at the beginning. Well, one, they started with another song from the 60s,
right,
which was kind of cool. And I was completely convinced that was Penny.
I know.
Penny and Juliet. Penny, if you can't remember, is Desmond's...
Love.
And they look pretty much exactly the same.
To you, anyway.
To me, yeah. Penny is actually played by the actress Sonia Walger. W-A-L-G-E-R.
Walger.
And Juliet is played by Elizabeth Mitchell, who you will see this holiday season in the Santa Claus 3. I can't wait for that. So let's play the plane clip because it's got some stuff in it.
Tail landed?
Yeah, probably in the water.
You run, you can make that shore in an hour. Ethan, get up there to that fuselage. There may actually be survivors. And you're one of them. A passenger, you're in shock. Come up with an adequate story if they ask. Stay quiet if they don't. Listen, learn, don't get involved. I want lists in 3 days. Go.
So they have their own little commune there.
Yeah. What I think is interesting is, one, he came up with a plan that they needed to get people. They needed lists. But obviously, we know from last season that Desmond caused the plane to crash. And
right.
So they're in the middle of having a book club and all this stuff. They didn't crash the plane. It just happened. And so, but then all of a sudden, he's got a plan for Ethan to go here and Goodwin to go here. And I need the lists of people and fit in. And has this happened before?
Well, yeah, they had with the French woman and her scientist.
It was a boat.
But they all perished. I bet it was the same thing.
I suppose.
And they automatically knew what he was talking about with I need lists.
Yeah.
He didn't explain what the lists were. They just knew and they took
That's
off.
True. That's
so
true.
I didn't really find it that suspect, actually, that Henry Gale or Ben, as the others call him.
we'll call him Benry.
As Jason calls him, Benry. I didn't really find that all that suspect. But.
I think I did until I thought about it more, and I realized that they obviously didn't plan it because of the whole Desmond thing and the book club and burning muffins and all that stuff. it just sort of, I was taken back a little bit by the fact that he was like so on the ball.
Right. Well, he's obviously in charge.
Yeah.
He's in charge.
Yeah.
And they seem like a nice, quiet people. And then all of a sudden,
then they go nuts.
Yeah. They're totally a commune, like crazy cult.
So Jack is in a shark tank and Sawyer's in a polar bear cage. And Kate is in a locker room.
Yes. And this, when we get to this part, when we see where all the characters are and mm-hmm. everything, this feels to me like we're in the middle of the season. Like, it's not a season premiere to me.
Right.
It's like we just jumped into the middle of the season. It's kind of weird. But I don't know. I didn't find it remarkable, I guess. I'm not surprised that the other would do that to them, and they're playing mind games with them, and obviously they have plans to experiment on them in some sort of way.
Right.
And none of this is remarkable to me at all, because we got to know the others and their characteristics so well last year with Henry Gale. So, anyway, that's my two cents.
No, I agree with you. I was not like, ooh, you know. It was like, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
I didn't know it was... But I get, yeah, like, you know, I wasn't all that impressed by it anyway. Although I was impressed that we found out that Friendly is gay.
Yeah.
Where are Sawyer and Jack?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just take a nice hot shower? Wake yourself up. Wash the day off you and start fresh. So nice clean towels, shampoo, soap.
I'm not showering in front of you.
Kate, you're not my type.
That's great.
And I have to beg to differ, okay? Kate is anyone's type. We were talking about this in the car. Kate is Anna's type.
Yeah, I'd totally do
it. So there's something wrong with the friendly there.
You notice also, we're going to play another clip in a little bit, but Kate asks about Sawyer first again, which I don't really think that means anything, but...
Hey, Morley.
Henry Gale wants her to think it means something.
Well, I don't know. There's obviously... They've had this thing, and, you know, it was a big deal last season. Who's she going to pick? Does she like Jack or Sawyer? And now I think that they've come to the conclusion that, oh, she likes Sawyer. Because
right. Well, I think happened. That especially if you compare, and she doesn't know what's going on with Jack right now, but if you compare the two and the way that they're behaving, I think that Sawyer would be more protective of her, whereas Jack is a little bit out of his mind.
He is. He's nuts, and I don't even care.
Yeah, and it was interesting, though, to see his... What was interesting about his background was to see how reckless he can be and not, mm-hmm. like, see other
that
people.
That's true.
And mm-hmm. so that is a characteristic of him that we, I guess, don't know about as much until... We didn't know about as much.
Yeah, because he always seems... He has, up to this point, seems so focused and very leader-like.
Right. But and he can also when he's, be blinded.
When he wanted to know who the boyfriend was, going through the cell phone, bursting in on his dad, and all those things, it was very uncharacteristic.
Right. So he's very
and now
unstable.
That he's all stubborn and everything in the shark tank and yelling and confrontational and, of course, he's also dehydrated and a little bit crazy.
Well, but in the way that Sawyer behaves, though, I mean, he is kind of being goofy in the cage trying to get his fish treat. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the way he behaves toward Kate is like his normal self. He's not freaking out. And so that's a way to put someone else at ease, even though internally he's probably totally freaking out.
Right.
But he's trying to help her not freak out.
Right.
So I love Sawyer. That's all I'm saying. I was like, yay, Sawyer.
I gotta get me some of that Sawyer.
Sorry.
If you haven't seen it yet, go over to our video podcast, happymiddle.com, and check out Anna playing Annalisa with her giant teeth.
Yep. Annalisa gained a little weight, let's just say. I am not as skinny as Michelle Rodriguez.
So, was Sawyer's escape part of a plan? Because we don't know who Chachi is, that guy over there. Was he another tailor? More than likely a plant.
Right, yeah, it was probably planned.
And how come, okay... Juliet is all of a sudden, she's in with Jack and all this stuff, and then all of a sudden she appears in the woods with a dart gun. Isn't there anybody else that can dart gun Sawyer?
I don't know. Well, I don't think this was told in real time. Like, I don't think all these things were going on at the same time. But she's just kind of in charge, evidently, of the prisoners.
All right.
That's my answer to you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And the other thing that you were asking is, will we see the children and the other tailies and what happened to them? And I believe we will.
Well, I'd really like to see some flashbacks for the others, which I think we're going to get to see this season.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see a Henry Gale.
Oh, good Lord. Flashback. Me too. That's going to be in ratings like February or something. But that, yeah, I really want to see that as well.
And so then we have this clip with Kate and
Ben.
Should we just start calling him Ben?
I don't know.
I suppose.
He's Henry Gale, damn it.
Yeah.
Why did you bring me here? Why did you make me put on this dress? Why are you feeding me breakfast?
I brought you here so you'd look out at the water and feel comforted. Comforted that your friends were looking out at the same ocean. I gave you the dress so you'd feel like a lady. And I wanted you to eat your food with a real live fork and feel civilized. I did all those things so that you'd have something nice to hold on to. Because, Kate, the next 2 weeks are going to be very unpleasant.
He says very Henry Gale-like.
Why did you bring me?
Sorry.
We don't need to hear that again.
Very unpleasant. Yeah. So, I don't know what they're probably going to do, some sort of experiments on them. But keep this in mind, folks. We only get to see 6 episodes before winter break, and they're taking a big old break. And so I'm thinking that we won't get to see what happens to Kate, Jack, and Sawyer after the end of 2 weeks by the time we go to winter break, because they tend to only cover about 1 or 2 days in an episode.
That's true.
And if it's 2 weeks, we probably won't. Or else it'll be a cliffhanger of some sort, of course.
I don't know. But you know, there aren't any hard, fast rules. So
yeah. So what are they going to do to them?
I don't know. When we first saw them, they all looked like they had had blood taken. They had those bandages on that they all took off. I don't know. What is Juliet doing to Jack in the Shark Tank? Asking him. She gave him like a psych test or something?
Well, they love the mind games. We know that. Which actually I was a little tired of. You know, they started playing the mind games with them, and they started not really answering questions and evading questions. And they're doing it for the viewers, not for the... And I was just like, oh, yeah, more of this.
Yeah. I don't know. And especially Henry Gale at the end, he's starting to... Well, he does the thing with the door. I'm just going to play that real quick. I knew that I had that.
Open the door.
I can't, Jack. I do that, we die. I'm not.
Open the door!
I can't.
She's telling the truth, Jack.
It just reminds me of... You don't need to push the button.
I swear to God, I will kill her.
Okay. Have her open the door and she dies anyway. We all do.
And then he opens the door.
And then he opens that door. But it's very, you know, classic Gale. You know, back when the Gale was held captive. And it's almost like he's turning it on Jack.
Yeah.
You know, because now Jack is the captive. And then there's some sort of weird thing going on between Juliet and Ben. Right. It was hard to call him Ben. And it's almost like at the beginning, you know, he's obviously kicked out of the book club. And, of course, the book club was, you know, 60 days ago. And then this scene is... You know, all that time has passed. So something else has happened. It's almost like they're a divorced couple or something, and they're fighting.
Right. Well, I mean, he's in charge, but she's obviously the weak link here. And it's surprising that he has her in charge of these prisoners, because I imagine that they'll try to get out through her, because she's obviously the weak link. She was horrified that he told Jack to go ahead and kill her. And, yeah, I think that...
Yeah, I think you're right. But then, and then at the end, there's a little interchange.
Good work, Juliet.
Thank you, Ben.
And then the eerie look to the camera.
You know, and they're saying each other's names like they're not... That's not really their names either. Good luck, Juliet. Wink, wink.
That's true. Maybe for the viewers who are a little dense, they just tried to solidify at the end, because they never really call him Ben until right there.
Yeah.
We've all just sort of put together that his name is Ben. So that could be it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that Anna wanted to, of course, is to get her Sawyer on. So let's listen to the...
Hey, you got yourself a fish biscuit. How'd you do that?
I figured out your complicated gizmos, that's how.
Only took the bears 2 hours.
How many of them were there?
You okay, Freckles?
Yeah. You?
Just swell.
I requested that cage for what?
Hey, a rooster.
Nice dress.
They made me wear it.
It's almost right there, like, he's wondering, what did they do to her?
Yeah.
And, like, he's really trying to comfort her, because they made me wear it. Sounds dirty, almost. Like, it does. What did they do to her? And, obviously, he's doing all, because she's about to cry in this scene, and I think he can sense that, and he's really trying to cheer her up, and so he's trying to be super...
He doesn't like it when ladies
super
cry.
Super stupid
cry.
Yeah.
So, here we are. It was okay, the episode. It's a little better now that we look back at the clips and stuff.
Yeah.
But all the Jack flashback scenes were really annoying.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Something that was brought up in the TV Squad comments today that was I thought was interesting. Everyone's saying, you know, after the big season finale for season two, everyone was kind of disappointed that this wasn't, you know, as shocking or anything. But really, after they found the hatch at the end of season one, and then the guys were out on the boat, you didn't really find out till episode two. What happened?
Right.
The first one was just sort of an introduction to, you know, make your own kind of music and brother. But so we'll see what happens next.
Give them a couple episodes.
Yeah.
Before you claim that they've jumped a shark.
So other things going on in the Lost world. Anna, do you want to talk about ratings since you're the ratings princess?
Sure.
I got that.
So for the season premiere. They had 5 million fewer viewers for this season premiere than last season. This year had 18 million viewers, and last year had 23 million viewers. As far as how the two episodes compared, I thought last season's was far superior. But also, last season's cliffhanger was much better. I mean, the first season cliffhanger was much better going into the second season. I mean, what is in the hatch?
Right.
That was terrific. Plus... the second season kind of slowed down in the middle with all the backstory on, like, Echo and all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of individual episodes that were just character-driven that were kind of frustrating for a lot of people. And so I think that people weren't as jazzed coming back into this season as they were the first
and
one.
And frankly, maybe they lost 5 million viewers through season two.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the season finale's numbers were, so...
Yeah, they might have lost their viewers last year, and so this is what is left, who knows. But they still won, handily, on Wednesday night.
Is anybody else freaked out watching Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip?
Dave
on there. It's messing with me a little bit.
Yep.
So, we didn't play The Lost Experience this summer. I started to play it, and I got my login, and then Persephone was telling me things, and then I couldn't get back into the website, and then there was the stupid sprite, click here, and then I just lost all my interest in it. But it turns out that everyone else who really played it didn't really have a good time either, and the way that they set it up, because I know a lot of people didn't play it, is evidently Dharma and Hanso... they set it up as this is the real thing. You know, the game was the real Hanso. And then the TV show is a fictionalized version of it. So even if they would have revealed something in the game, it didn't necessarily translate to the TV show. So who really gives a rat's ass? What was supposed to have been revealed was what the numbers mean. And from what I can understand is they equal some sort of equation that that will foretell the end of mankind or the end of the earth. And so what Hanso was trying to do is change one of those numbers so that it would save the world. So one of them, if you can drop, one of them was population of the earth. So he was going to try and change the population of the earth by 30%, therefore by saving the earth by killing 30% of the people. And so the injections, which they say are needed for, you know, to save you, are actually some sort of disease that they're passing out. And so actually I probably then correlates to the injections on the island are probably bad. And so that's how they were going to kill all these people to save the world. And that is really all that I have summed up about it. But there you go.
All right. And I have one final thought about what's going on with the show, because a lot of people are unhappy, I guess, with they were unhappy with the way the season ended and the way it went last year, and not a whole lot of excitement over the season premiere. And I'm wondering, just putting this out there, if the producers, Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse, have overstretched themselves, because there's an article recently, it was either in Time or one of the other magazines, that said that those two are involved in everything that is Lost. So they're involved in the podcast, they're involved in the merchandising, they're involved in the Lost experience, they're involved in all the outside crap that goes on outside of the show. So I'm wondering, well, maybe they need to delegate.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, and obviously JJ isn't really
involved at all. No. So
good question, Anna. let's play the promo for
Put
next
it out
week,
there.
Shall we?
Next Wednesday.
I'm fairly certain our friends have been captured.
What do you need me to do?
A daring rescue.
And they have a sailboat.
Oh.
Or a deadly trap.
I want that boat.
Let's get to work.
I'm not doing anything until I see Jack.
Hello, Jack.
What do you want from me?
The real adventure is just beginning. An all-new Lost, next Wednesday at 9, 8 central.
So well, there appears to be a Sawyer and Kate kiss in there.
Hot.
Hmm. But what looks exciting is Sun.
Yeah, Sun. But here's the nugget I pulled out of that is Ben Henry. Damn it, I'll never get it. Is how did they get a sailboat? I want that sailboat. And obviously it's Desmond's sailboat.
It's been on the island.
It's been there. So was Desmond and Kelvin over there? They didn't even know that was going on over there?
Yeah.
What was Desmond Kelvin, you know, when he came in? Did they really think that they were in this experiment all of a sudden? And then these guys didn't know about it? Kind of interesting. But, of course, a promo can make anything look like anything. So that is everything for this week. Please, if you have any thoughts about our show or the show, give us a call at 1-206-20-DELTA. We'd love to hear from you. And check out our website at deltaparkproject.com/lost. I am Jason.
And I'm Anna.
See Crest Ow.
You've just listened to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.